This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1462. This is what it takes to lose 10 pounds in 5 weeks, by Riley Pierce of freeformfitness.ca. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Thursday. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get right to today's post because I have to teach a class this afternoon. So let's jump right in as we optimize your life. This is what it takes to lose 10 pounds in 5 weeks, by Riley Pierce of freeformfitness.ca. Weight loss goals are the most common goals that our clients have. Along with improving balance, gaining strength, and feeling confident and strong in their bodies, weight loss goals are a great way to get you moving and improving your nutrition. Most people typically want to lose 10 pounds to kickstart a larger weight loss goal. And that's what we want to focus on today, those first 10 pounds. We've all heard the advertisements that claim you can lose 30 pounds in a month or get ripped abs in 2 weeks. These ads are exciting and attractive, but pretty unrealistic. If you're too aggressive with your weight loss, statistics show that the weight will return and bring a few extra pounds with it. So to lose 10 pounds in 5 weeks, well, that's a healthy and realistic weight loss goal. As personal trainers, we're given a formula for how clients can lose weight in a healthy and sustainable way. This article will share that formula with you to help you lose 10 pounds in 5 weeks. Step 1. Start by getting to know yourself. This step is critical. If you don't know where you're starting from, how do you know where you need to go or what needs to be changed? If you lose 10 pounds, what will that look like for you specifically? We are all about the personalized approach to fitness, and this process will help you achieve weight loss that is specific to you and your body. Getting to know yourself goes beyond simply weighing yourself. In order to begin the weight loss process, you need to track your lifestyle for at least a week. We recommend putting everything you normally eat into a tracker. Then, you'll want to turn on the pedometer on your phone and start tracking your physical activity. This step will help us with the math in the next step. Step 2. Calculate your current energy needs. After recording your data and getting a general sense of your daily activity and your average calorie intake, it's time to do a little math. A decent starting point is to think about weight loss like this. We'll use the often cited, you need to burn 3,500 calories to lose 1 pound of body weight. So if you want to lose 10 pounds in 5 weeks, which is a healthy amount of weight loss, then you'll need to be burning an additional 7,000 calories every week. Now there are a few ways to approach this. 1. Take your current average calorie intake and cut that back by 1,000 calories per day. This is difficult to do. 2. Take your current average calorie intake and cut it back by 500 calories per day and commit to burning 500 calories via exercise. Now, this is not as difficult as the first suggestion, but still somewhat difficult. So you see how both of them are sort of difficult? It's like the old saying goes, if it were easy, everyone would be doing it. The body likes to hold on to weight because that additional weight acts as an energy storage system. If we were ever to go into a time where there was less food available, our bodies would have the stored energy to get us through the time of less food. Step number 3, create your plan of action. Okay, so you've made it through steps 1 and 2, you know how many calories you need to be consuming every day, and you've set yourself a daily calorie burn goal. Now what? Well, it's time to get specific about how you'll achieve both of those. Cutting back calories can be tough and can leave us feeling restricted. Feeling restricted leads to a rebellious mindset. It's like when someone tells you you can't have something or can't do something. For some reason, you now always want that thing. So in order to be successful, you need to create a nutrition plan for yourself that doesn't leave you feeling restricted, but also adheres to your calorie goal. How do you do that? Now, this answer may surprise you. eat a whole food, nutrient-dense, colorful diet. These are the foods our bodies are built to love. Our body knows how to use these foods for energy, the immune system, repairing tissues, and having healthy bowel movements. If you feed the body what it needs, then it will always feel satisfied. If you feed the body quick, corner-cutting foods, your body will always be asking for more food. Think cravings. Some quick tips to help you feel satisfied after every meal. 1. Make sure there is something green at every meal. 2. Always have some form of protein on your plate. 3. Stay hydrated to avoid dehydration, fatigue, and cravings. And 4. Focus on healthy fats like avocados, nuts and seeds, and good quality oils like olive oil. Step number 4. Be consistent. Consistency is really key. Consistent effort over the 5 weeks will help you build helpful habits. Over time, the way you're eating and the time you take to exercise will start to feel like part of your regular routine. The workouts won't feel like a chore. You'll get excited to go to the grocery store and try new fruits, veggies, and protein sources. You'll also start to feel the results of your weight loss. All of these will be signs that your efforts are working and that this will be a sustainable lifestyle for you. Bonus step, work on your mindset. This bonus step is very important for those of you who want to maintain the weight loss after the 5 weeks are over. Throughout the journey, take time to check in with yourself. What triggers stress and then stress eating? What are some activities that feel effortless and fun for you? If you do not lose the weight in 5 weeks, how will you prepare yourself to continue on without feeling defeated? Our minds are incredibly powerful. It can be our greatest tool for success or an inescapable source of pain. The more you check in on yourself and remind yourself why you're working towards weight loss, the better equipped you'll be to maintain the weight loss. Try daily mantras, morning and evening affirmations, or simply working on making sure that the voice inside your head is an encouraging one and not one full of doubt. So that's all it takes. Get to know yourself and where you are right now. Then adjust your energy intake and expenditure by 1,000 calories per day. Create your detailed nutrition and exercise plan and stay consistent and work hard. Finally, make sure your mindset is supportive of your goals. You just listened to the post titled, "This is What It Takes to Lose 10 Pounds in 5 Weeks" by Riley Pierce of freeformfitness.ca. You're most likely here to work on making some positive changes in your life. And making changes is what Inside Tracker is all about. It's a personalized health and wellness platform that's super unique, built to help you live a longer and more productive life. And this has been years in the making. Inside Tracker was founded over a decade ago by top scientists in aging, genetics, and biometric data from MIT, Tufts, and Harvard. So here's how it works. The first time you use Inside Tracker, you'll get a clearer picture than you've ever had before of what's going on inside your body. This is from their patented algorithm that analyzes your biometric data. From there, Inside Tracker will provide you with a concrete and science-backed plan for reaching your health and performance goals. They'll then track your progress every step of the way so you can stay accountable and make those important changes. Now, for a limited time, you can get 25% off the entire Inside Tracker store. Go to insidetracker.com/OHD to get your discount code and start using Inside Tracker today. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, if you listened to yesterday's episode, that was episode 1461. I mentioned in my commentary that there are common themes that emerge when we look at weight loss. Now, based on what I said at the end of yesterday's episode in my commentary, I hope that Riley's article today sounded really familiar. You know how I always say that findings from one study doesn't really prove anything? Let me give you an example. A few months ago, an article was published saying that coffee consumption increased cancer risk. The headline, "Coffee Causes Cancer," was picked up by multiple media sources. The problem was there are lots and lots of studies that have found the opposite to be true. there are way more studies that have found that coffee consumption decreases risk for all sorts of cancers. So that's why making health decisions based on just one article or one study may not be the best advice. Instead, when we see similar findings across multiple studies, well, now we're on to something. Today's article is a great example of this. The reason today's advice sounds so similar to what I talked about yesterday is because multiple studies have found weight loss success when folks consistently perform these same behaviors. All right, enough said. Time to drop the mic. All right, that'll do it for the Thursday episode. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Thursday, and I'll be back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A as usual, and where your optimal life awaits.